despair. There's a secret you should know to capture the hearts of the fair. You may not have the looks, you may not have the dash, but you'll win yourself a girl if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache.
Hey, welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN. This is Michael and Kevin, and Kevin, there's something going on that's taking the world by storm. Not only is it the Beard and Mustache Championship, it's Scott Miller.
I remember that name.
Yeah. WGN's former WGN host, co-host, producer. He is taking the world by storm with this competition. Scott, you're in Austin right now. The championship just wrapped up. How'd it go?
It was 3 days of beardos meeting follicle hair to follicle hair, and it's crazy, guys. Honestly, 36 countries.
Wow.
All seven continents represented in the Remington Beard Boss World Mustache and Beard Championship for 2017. They only happen every 2 years. 2 years ago, it was in Austria. This year, Austin, and it was a beardy good time.
So, Scott, why does Remington have stock in this? If I'm not mistaken, they make guns, correct?
No. Oh, come on, Kevin. You can't even grow facial hair. Why are you even talking?
I got a little scruff, a little bit.
Take that to L.A. already. So, Remington, they do make some guns, but there's another Remington company. They make beard trimmers. Some of the finest beard trimmers known to man. You know, there's a bunch of different companies, and Remington, it's just like any other sponsorship. You post up the money and you get to sponsor it, but because I can't think of a better company than Remington to sponsor.
So that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's a steel company, Remington Steel.
Thank
right?
you.
Yeah, so that's why they're known to make guns and steel and razors and other stuff that is made out of steel, I'm guessing. So what was it like? What were the faces like? Were they all smiling? Who had the best beards? What kind of stuff could you expect to see if you're coming from Chicago and you don't know much about the mustache world? What would you expect to see?
So I've been bearding, which that's just a weird sentence in itself, for about 4 years. I started out with a handlebar mustache. And because if you haven't seen me in person, I'm a rotund young man. I'm quite a large stature. To compete in a mustache category, you can't have a beard. You've just got to have that upper lip covered by your caterpillar.
Mm.
So I did that, and I hated the way that I looked in photos because I've got a huge double chin. So I then graduated into doing other categories. Like I said, there's 27 categories that you can compete in, from natural mustache to styled mustache to freestyle mustache. Then you go natural goatee, freestyle goatee, styled goatee. Then you go beard and styled stash. Then you go beard of different lengths, under 8 inches, over 8 inches, over 12 inches. And it goes with costumes and themes. It's actually one of the most creative things I've ever attended in my life. And I've traveled the country. I've competed in Los Angeles, Denver, Nashville, Milwaukee, Madison. I've been all over the place. And Austin, Texas, for those of you that haven't been to Austin, it is really a creative juggernaut to deal with. It is one of the most creative places in the United States of America. And to bring people in from all around the world, I mean, this weekend I was drinking with some Germans, and they talk a lot of smack. Germans have won a lot of the beard contests over the years, and they showed up with their A game. I mean, they were talking smack at the bars, and they also try to help out charities. This isn't just, oh, look at it, it's a bunch of guys with beards. It's actually a charitable donation. There's three charities they donate to from this competition, and one of them is Out Youth to help LGBTQ
cool.
youth,
mm-hmm.
and another one is Live Strong, which we're all familiar with, cancer, and then the other one is Farm, which is helping our returning military find jobs. So
very cool.
If you think about it, there's over 1,000 contestants, and I paid $75 for my ticket. So if you've got 1,000 contestants, $75 ahead, you're at $75,000 before the people come sit in the audience to cheer us on because they pay to get in as well.
Wow. So, Scott, you know, you touched on it myself, or you touched me, basically, saying that, you
what?
Know, I...
He what? Yeah,
he touched
he
me.
Did, oh, my
anyway,
gosh.
Let's start that over. Like you said, if I start not... Or if I say I shave on a Saturday, I'll have a 5 o'clock shadow maybe by Thursday. So, you know, I'd like to get my beard and mustache game a little better. What can I do? Is there any, like, ointment or, I mean, is it all genetics? Like, what kind of prep is there?
So it is all genetics. I mean, of course, like anything else in the world, the boring stuff counts. Good sleep, lots of water, you know, that helps. With
wait, water instead of whiskey? I thought whiskey
would be. Wait a minute.
No, yeah, see, a lot of us are fueled by whiskey, but we wait to get to the competition.
Sure.
I mean, there's a ton of drinking going on. I'm not going to lie. There's some seriousness to it, but it's also one of the best parties I've ever been to. And luckily for people that can't grow a great, fine, and upstanding beard, they have a couple categories in smaller competitions called a six-month sprint. So literally, you can shave your baby face and in 6 months just grow whatever you can, and you compete against other dudes on what they can grow in 6 months.
I love that.
Your sprint. And actually, for the first time this year, you're going to think this sounds weird, but hear me out. For the first time, the world bearding community has accepted women into the contest. Now, I know you're thinking, wait a minute. You actually can build a beard out of anything you want. So I've seen women build a beard out of raw bacon. I've seen women build beards out of yarn, out of beer tabs. I've seen it made out of straw, out of hay, out of wigs. And for the first time, the world championship is recognizing the Whiskerina category.
Wow.
You know, but or so they're just making these beers? What happened to the classic bearded lady? Is she not? She's not present during this contest?
So I don't know if you guys watch MTV. There's a show on that channel called True Life. And True Life last year followed a girl by the name of Dakota. She lives in Los Angeles, and she is able to grow a beard. I mean, women wax their faces. I mean, that happens. There's jokes
sure.
about women with mustaches and whatnot. Well, this girl, Dakota, said, screw society judging me that I can't grow a beard. Now, there are people listening right now. They're saying, oh, that's gross. Women shouldn't blow. Well, that's because you've got a small mind, and it might not
totally.
Be what you're into, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. So there's a girl, Dakota. She can grow a better beard than Kevin, and I'm not going to grow a better beard than Kevin.
That's
it's
fair.
A long beard. And there's another girl here. I didn't meet her, but I saw her from afar. I mean, when you see a woman with a better beard than you, they stand out because it's against the normalcy
right.
of what, you know, we've learned to believe. But she's trying to break the barriers down, and I support her.
That's really cool. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Can you speak on, like, this facial hair craze that is happening in the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years? The beard is very in right now.
It's what's taken over.
What's up with that?
I mean, it goes in waves, everything. I mean, if you think about it, when I was growing up, you know, Tom Selleck was in, and it was a hairy chest, and you buttoned, unbuttoned your shirt, and you showed it all off. And then for a while, when that television show Queer Eye for the Straight
yeah.
Guy came out, everybody was waxing their chests, and there was no, don't show anything like that. And now it's just cyclical. It all comes
sure.
and goes. I mean, beards and mustaches come and go, and it's now people have realized that it's something to deal with, and there are now companies that they're making a living off of it with beard oils, beard trimmers,
oh, yeah.
beard combs, beard balms, beard waxes. It's nonstop. I mean, Remington, they have a whole Beard Boss campaign. That is what they name their trimmers. That is what they name their team. They've got 4 or 5 guys that travel the country that compete but also show how to use the trimmers. I mean, bearding is the thing right now. Will it last forever? No, but it definitely will come back whenever this beard bow breaks.
Beard bow, I love that. So a few years ago, Scott, I tried my hand at what I like to call a Decembeard, where at the beginning of the month I shaved and then let
yeah.
it grow. But I found that maybe by December 27th, it finally started coming in, and it was horribly itchy and kind of painful.
Yeah.
And like, how long does that go on for? That really ruined the experience for me.
Well, everybody deals with that. If you grow a beard, it gets to a certain length where it starts to curl a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
the tip of the beard then starts to go back towards your skin, and it makes it itch.
It's awful.
Real men fight through it and then grow a real beard.
I guess I don't have what it takes.
You can do it, Kevin.
You know, honestly, you fight through it. I mean, you can use conditioners and oils, and it'll soften it up, but there's going to be a 3 week span there where it's going to be itchy. But
that long?
After that, you can grow, you know, a glorious beard and compete in the World Beard and Mustache Championship. But unfortunately, you've got to wait 2 more years and you've got to go to the next foreign country that's going to hold it.
So if I start growing now, maybe I have a shot.
For sure. You totally. The beard that I have right now, and you, your listeners can add me or follow me on Facebook and Twitter. It's Scott R. Miller. So look me up on Facebook. I'm bearded. Twitter as well, Scott R. Miller. I've only been growing the beard I have for a year and a half.
Wow.
That's a good amount of time.
And it's I mean, I would say it's probably 10 inches or longer, and that's been a year and a half.
Yeah, your beard and mustache combo is quite the sight to see. Make sure you follow Scott on that.
Yeah,
Scott, this has been a very, very informative interview. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today on Sound Sessions.
How creeped out are your listeners right now that we just spent the last handful of minutes just talking about bearding and how beautiful mine is?
Weirder things have happened on this station.
Yeah, please call in 312-981-7200 to talk about how weirded out you are right now. Scott, I wanted to do a quick roundtable real quick of the favorite beard and mustache combo or just beard and mustache that you've seen throughout history. I'll start it off really fast. My favorite is the mutton chops with the handlebar mustache. I'm just going to put it out there right now.
So almost like the Lemmy.
Almost, yeah, like the Lemmy.
Okay.
Minus the hat, I suppose. Kevin, what about you?
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot here. My favorite beard look. Boy.
You're a sports fan, Kevin. Make sure you say the right answer. Coach Q.
Those are both really good options. I don't know. I just like the full-on raging, like, angry, but like jolly guy, but angry beard. I'm talking like 2.5 feet long, huge, ZZ Top style, kind of.
Yeah, you don't want to walk into that guy into a bar or something right. like that because he's going to cause some trouble. Scott, how about you?
Look him up on social media. If you Google it, his name is MJ Johnson. MJ Johnson. He's out of Minneapolis. He's got one of the most famous beards out there, and he is a winner of categories or of competitions all around the world. But I believe it's an Imperial is the name of it, and it's basically if you had a long beard, like Kevin was explaining, really long, but if you shaved your chin and then took hairspray and sprayed each side up to the right and to the left.
Awesome.
Very weird looking, but it rocks.
That is amazing. The World Beard and Mustache Championship is happening right now in Austin, Texas. It ended on the 3rd. September 1st through 3rd is what it went through. That was Scott Miller joining us here on air. Thanks again, Scott, and I wish you all the best of luck at next year's competition.
Well, 2 years. It's going to be every other year.
In Belgium.
Awesome.
Jeez. My German brethren is really coming through with these beard competitions. All right, Scott. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.